This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Yesterday on our program, we had a story about the efforts statewide to get more places in Arkansas connected to high-speed internet. One advantage of making those connections would be allowing state residents to complete their college degrees. For the past 5 years, there has been a building in South Fayetteville that's been helping many residents complete their GED or get their high school diplomas. Yesterday, the Adult Education Center celebrated 5 years in its location at the former Jefferson Elementary School. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda was there for the ceremony.
Yesterday morning, Fayetteville Adult and Community Education hosted an open house to celebrate 5 years of residence in the old Jefferson Elementary School building. Kathy Spigarelli, Director of Adult and Community Education in Fayetteville, says it's an exciting milestone. She says staff members are excited every day they walk into the building because it's a wonderful environment for them to work in.
The students love it. We love it. It's very warm. We have space. We've been able to expand programs because we have the space to do that. And it's just been a great experience. And we feel like we have saved this building in a certain sense because it had fallen into some neglect because it had been empty for several years. And an empty building just doesn't do well.
Spigarelli, who's held her position for about 10 years, says they were previously located in a small building at the edge of Walker Park. She says it was about 5,000 square feet, and they simply outgrew the space.
I had teachers teaching out of what used to be closets. We just made them small classrooms. So we were just on top of each other. Noise was a problem. You could hear each other teaching. Testing was always in an uproar because they could hear everybody. So this has just been wonderful.
Spigarelli says the Jefferson Elementary building sat empty for some time while people tried to decide what to do with it. When her old building became too crowded, she asked former Fayetteville Public School Superintendent Bobby New if they could work out a way for them to have the space. They did, and the Jefferson Center opened 5 years ago. Spigarelli says the new location in and of itself has helped with community outreach.
Every week we have people stop at that stoplight on College and Martin Luther King and see our phone number on the marquee and call while they're at the stoplight and say, "Oh, is this where I get my GED?" "Yes, it is." "Oh, well, I'm at the stoplight. Now I know where to come." So, what can I say? Location, location, location. Yeah, it's perfect.
Preparing adults to earn their GED is just one of the services they offer and will continue to offer, even as the format of the test is scheduled to change at the beginning of the year.
December 13th is the last of this paper pencil GED exam. Starting January 1, it will be a totally computer-based program. It will cost $120. It won't be free, but we will have scholarship money available. You have to meet certain criteria in attendance and certain scores, and then I'll be able to pay for your GED test. So basically, very little, it'll still be free. And it will be based on Common Core standards. So the test is changing completely.
Spigarelli says they have new people start every day, as well as students finishing every day. In addition to the Jefferson Center, they also teach classes in Prairie Grove, on site at various businesses, and offer a distance learning program for those with high-speed internet access. All told, she estimates they serve about 1,500 Washington County residents annually. Thanks to funding from state and federal grants, these classes are offered at no charge to students. Despite this, Spigarelli and her staff still face a number of challenges, including decreasing funding, ending barriers that keep students from gaining more education, such as transportation and childcare, and spreading the word about the services they provide. In addition to GED prep courses, they also offer a number of other programs, such as English as a Second Language and citizenship classes.
Our students are non-traditional students, but we prepare people to go to college, help them with applications, finding financial aid, what's it really like, do workshops with them, and also the big feared math class. We have a college prep math class. So that before you take a compass test, you can come to us for free. And this is for everybody, even if you have a high school diploma. You can come to us first, take our class for free, and test out of remedial math. Because if you don't, you're going to pay full tuition and be in a class that you don't get any credit for. And so that's a biggie. We also are the Wage Center for Washington County. And what the WAGE program is an employability skills program. We have business partners that tell us what they need in their workers, and we create certificates, criteria, where students earn certificates that these employers then recognize when they go to hire people.
The Jefferson Center is open from 8:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and they also offer fee-based community education programs. These classes include Italian, Spanish, ballroom dancing, art classes, and welding. Sign-ups for these classes are going on now, and they start next week. More information is available at fayar.net/adult-ed.